You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks.
Lisa Thurgate Marks.
Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello. Lisa Thurgate Marks here, Soul Seed Divine Guidance. I'm actually coming to you live today from the Swan River in Perth. I'm just found this really nice track to walk along because we're also in this beautiful place called Guildford. It's a very historic town, a lot of pebbled roads. There's also a flight path, and there's also this beautiful Swan River that we're looking at here. So I thought I'd come along on location and just show you how beautiful it is, the wide open spaces. I hope everyone is feeling well. There's been a lot of energy changes coming through lately. And we're actually talking today about really get rid of the last of all that no longer serves you. Cut those cords, because we're coming to the end of 2009. And coming to the end of 2009 in 2025, we're coming to the end. It's about putting the effort in. The last 3 months, it's like a marathon jog home. Really feel into how you've been feeling. Let go of anything that no longer serves. I've got a lovely caller coming in. I've got Stephen coming in. Nice to hear from you, Stephen. How are you going today?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. And is there something particular you would like to ask today, Stephen?
No, just a general reading for today.
General? Very good. Just tapping into you at the moment, Stephen, and just feeling into your energy. I don't know where you are, but I'm actually feeling, I'm getting a coldness around you. And it's about, I just feel that there needs to be more movement, more, they're showing me more circulation. Hopping up, going for walks, getting yourself out and about more, because with the cold I'm getting, I'm actually getting around the circulation, but I'm also getting a male coming through around me too, and that has to do with the cold. But he's still saying to me, please, it's about time that you got moving. Does moving make sense to you?
I've used every excuse not to go to the gym, and I've used a lot of excuses lately not to move forward in a different career path or anything. So that's that makes complete sense.
It makes sense. Yeah, when I feel this too, because if you do not start to really honor your body, your lifestyle, but also the emotions that are stuck within you, I just feel. I get a little bit weary of trying new things as well, and it's not just the gym. So give it a go. Just put some plans in actions for yourself about trying new things. There could be a new suburb. Is it suburb? If it's not a suburb, there's somewhere new that you will be working from, and I feel that it is quite a trouble. But once you get there, I think you're going to like it, and you could even uproot and move there. Do you work a lot with, do you work a lot with IT or fingers by any chance?
No, I'm not in IT. I mean, I was in insurance for a very long time, but I left that and just haven't found anything else to pick up.
Because I'm just seeing your fingers going a lot, and I don't know why I got the word IT, but I saw your fingers going a lot. So maybe it's about for you, since you've been in insurance, still with the fingers going, but have you thought about teaching sales, learning NLP, things like that, that you can teach the younger generation on the importance of selling, getting rapport with people, and body language? Because I feel actually you're very good at body language. So coming back and teaching the younger generation your beautiful skills that you do have, how does that sound for you?
I don't know. It could very well be my, you know, but that's where I've been lately of it's just trying to feel what fits right, you know. But teaching, yes, I definitely have that in going forward in some form or another.
This is really left field, I'm going to say, but you know what, something I feel that would really light you up, as spirit just came through to me, would be a travel or a tour guide. And even for seniors, because I just got the word seniors. And also, I feel that I have your mother around me. Has she passed over, or does she have dementia?
No, she hasn't passed.
Has she gone?
She's 70.
Does she travel a lot? Did she? Sorry?
She won't leave the house. She won't even leave the house.
Very right. Is there something around her? There's something around her with travel too, and around with you with travel, and even helping seniors or people with travel might be a good excuse to be able to get your mum out if that's your business. Because to you, I don't want you to be stale and just like stationary. It's about moving. So if you want to do something very left field, you could look at taking them on just small little tours, like people for seniors or disability. Anything like that, because you're a very personable person. You actually really get on well with people. I know sometimes you don't like people, and they're just showing me that you like to come back into yourself. But for you, if you can really just get out and about and enjoy yourself more and show people what life is all really about, because you've got this second wind and they're showing me. So it's time to take control and really move it up.
That's very interesting. That's a lot to think about. You know, I never thought about, you know, either even sales, like a cruise salesman or something.
Anything. Because yeah, this is about, and then you can get rewards. You can get your own travel as well. There's a lot going on around travel.
All right. Well, thank you. That really points me in the right direction.
And I'm pleased about that too, because, you know, you've got such a genuine, they're showing me your heart is you're such a genuine person. And so for you, it is actually really about doing what lights you up and stop doing for everybody else, Stephen.
Yes, I do that a lot.
You do.
Yeah, my wife and apple cider, give it up.
They're showing me apple cider vinegar. Do you get aches in your or inflammation in your body? Only because that word's coming
wrist.
Through and I do. Sorry?
In my wrist. I've been having that in my wrist, at least in my one wrist for the last few weeks.
Yeah, because the spirit was just coming through and showing me apple cider vinegar. So it's good for the inflammation to get you moving. So don't worry that your wrist or thinking it might be tendonitis or anything, because it's not. But there is a big freedom around you. And I don't know, do you have jet boats or fast boats around you at all?
I do own a fishing boat, but I haven't used it in over 2 years.
Well, you need to be on it, because they're showing me you on the water and it felt to be like fast boat. So your boat must be able to get up and plane and really go for it. Does it go out over the bar or like go right out to deep sea fishing?
No, it's more mountain lakes and stuff. But yeah, I mean, I go all over California.
Yeah, because
I haven't
Well, Spirit's showing me that it'd be very good for you to be able to do this more, because it's going to light your soul up, because you deserve to actually have a life. So I'm on a flight path here into Perth. It's in Western Australia. In Australia, like, it took 4.5 hours on a plane to get here. So I'm on a flight path. It was 2 hours to Sydney and then 4 hours to here. Australia's so spread out, not like over in America. I'd love to see you travel more, Stephen. You know where I am if you would like to have a reading from me at any time. I'm wishing you so much love because you transition forward into this next stage of your life. And to everybody out there that is moving forward, really have a look at what lights up your soul. You know I'm here for guidance. I love nothing more than giving the guidance and tapping into your heart and soul intuitively and connecting with your spirit guides to see all the different opportunities that you can take in your life. Remember, keep moving. Whatever you do, it's not set in concrete. So you can challenge yourself, move forward, put new goals in place. Love to all of you from Perth in Western Australia. I'll be here again next weekend. Take care. Much love to everybody. It's just so surreal being over here in Perth. 26 years since I've been here. Take care. Love you all. Bye for now.